So let's finish out. I'm just curious about your 45-year-old man. This sounds really fascinating with the scleroderma.
Oh, boy, that was a tough one. He came to me with scleroderma and melanoma because his rheumatologist felt this was paraneoplastic. And his rheumatologist was a very experienced woman who's been doing this for 30 years. And she has a good reputation in the community. And I figured, yeah, and she was probably right.
So this patient had multiply relapsed melanoma and the scleroderma syndrome?
So he had multiple melanomas, relapsed, rendered free of disease, and finally relapsed in his chest wall with multiple subcunodules, multiple lymph nodes, obviously could not be rendered free of disease surgically. He comes to me and only relatively recently, over 6 to 8 months, had had the scleroderma. And I spoke to the rheumatologist and I said, give him the least immunosuppressive influence you can. And she gave him hydroxychloroquine, which has modest immune suppressive activity, but can help with diseases like scleroderma.
How is the scleroderma manifest?
Oh, his skin on his arms, his hands, and his shins was like leather. And it was his feet, it was painful to walk.
Have you seen this before with melanoma?
I have never seen a case of scleroderma like that.
Wow.
It is not an association with melanoma, that I can say for sure. Hydroxychloroquine can control the disease. It's a pretty modest immune suppressant. I gave him the Pembro, and he slowly had his scleroderma get worse and worse and worse. And the skin is so fibrotic on the knuckles, the skin breaks, so he has to put Band-Aids over his knuckles. It spreads to the esophagus. It doesn't have motility that's as good as it used to be, so it's hard to swallow large amounts of food. You have to really cut your food up.
And just to mention, I see he's BRAF wild type.
Yeah, and he's BRAF wild type. It would have been so easy to give him BRAF MEK, obviously. I had hoped he was BRAF mutated, but he was wild type, of course. So with some reluctance, I gave him Pembro every 3 weeks. And he got out to 6 months, and I think his tumors completely regressed. The current scan shows no obvious evidence of disease. No evidence on exam, but his scleroderma slowly got worse. His legs are swollen. Lower extremities are swollen. He has to wear different types of shoes. He's a school teacher and still goes to work every day to teach, but it's hard to stay on his feet because his feet hurt. I said, look, this is really affecting your quality of life. You have no obvious disease. Let's quit and give you 12 weeks off, a drug holiday. Let's put you on moderate dose steroids, keep up the hydroxychloroquine. And his doc added mycophenolic acid. And I'm going to see if we can make his quality of life better off pembrolizumab. But boy, what am I going to do when he relapses?
Well, first of all, it sounds like this is not a paraneoplastic syndrome.
No, I don't think it is.
So he just probably has scleroderma.
I think he has scleroderma. If it was paraneoplastic, it would have gotten better with tumor regression.